Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It is Tuesday. And how are you? Check in with yourself, see how you're doing. We are on week 782 of quarantine. Don't exactly know when it's going to end. We have a deadline, but we all know those deadlines get shifted. And everyone's like, you should just expect. I'm like, whatever. We're living in uncertainty right now, which has created a lot of chaos, a lot of challenges, a lot of rifts, a lot of emotional roller coasters, at least with myself and a lot of other people around me. We all had these grandiose plans for 2020, like it's going to be our year, we're going to make it happen. We can still do that, but right now we're taking a little step back. A little pause is going on, and at the moment, and some people are like, yes, awesome. Other people are not. Other people are like, no, this isn't working. And then, you know, sometimes you could be me who have these massive waves of emotions of what the WTF is happening into judgment of self, being like, I should be more productive. The world is on pause. I have nowhere to go. I want to go somewhere. I need my own space. Like, those are just my thought processes, guys. And yes, I do have positive ones as well. Like, I can do this. Like, I can make more podcasts. I can start doing TikTok videos. Still not doing those. I could do, like, launch my website. So many different things that I could be doing and do start doing and then put a pause, like, whatever it may be. But I want to talk about making decisions during this time. So how to make decisions when there's a lot of uncertainty going on. I know there have been some decisions that I've needed to make and that felt uncertain about making those decisions because it brought up a whole gamut of emotions and beliefs and stories that I have been telling myself that set my mindset off into a way that's not supportive. But at the same time, I'm grateful for because I get to review those. I get to be like, okay, so this triggered X, and I don't like the fact that I'm going in this downward spiral, which means I get to actually really examine why I am challenged with making a decision at this time. And if I did make decision B, then why am I feeling so anxious about decision B versus decision A? Just for that little example, but also a lot of what is happening is just amplifying things, highlighting things. So if you struggle with making decisions before and trying to make decisions now seems like 12x harder, that's why. It's just we're under a microscope now. There is no massive escapism going on because I did that for a minute. You know, watching all the Netflix and binge watching and all of this. And now I'm like, oh, crap. All of my escapisms are gone. Like, I can't go anywhere. I really don't want to be Netflixing, watching Amazon Prime, whatever it may be. I want to be doing stuff. But then it's like, crap. I have to face myself when I'm doing stuff at the moment. So let's talk about making decisions. So the first challenge anyone has in making decisions is fear of making it wrong or that they're making the wrong decision. I don't want to make the wrong decision. I want to make the right decision and I don't know which one's the right decision, but I just don't want to make the wrong decision. So then you stick in decision dance hell of do I go X? Do I go forward? Do I go backwards? Do I do a spin? Do I decide to leap in the air? Like you don't know what to do. So, because you are afraid of making the wrong choice. Now, like, raise your hand if you've been guilty of that. I mean, I've been guilty of that many times. Another reason why we don't want to make decisions or we struggle with making decisions is we want someone else to make the decision for us. We don't want to think about it. We don't want to decide. We don't want to collect the data, analysis, whatever it may be, do the research to make the decision. We want someone else just to decide for us. And one area of my life where I'm like, someone just tell me what to do is, you know, workouts. I have been an athlete my whole life. I'm used to someone telling me how high to jump, where to go, what to do in the workout realm. And I very much prefer it. And that got amplified for me during law school is I'm making so many decisions during the day. Like, I know I want to work out, move my body, feel better. Just someone tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do. I'll do it. Show me the correct movements. I'll do it. I just want it to be mindless. So it's kind of my meditative state. But there's a flip side of that in some areas of my life. I'm like, I don't know. Just tell me. I don't want to make a decision. Just tell me. A lot of times when I get super hungry and someone's like, well, what do you want to eat? I'm like, I don't know. Just put food in front of me. I'll eat it as long as it doesn't have dairy, but I'll eat it. But you know what I mean? You get to that point, you're so hungry. You're like, I don't know what to eat. Someone just make me food. I know I need to eat, but what is it? So we have, you know, not making the right choice conundrum, wanting someone else to do it, and just avoiding making a decision. Just avoiding, knowing you have to make a decision and being like, it can figure itself out. Like, it'll go figure itself out. It's fine. Like, whatever will be, will be. And that's making a decision. A decision to not make a decision is making a decision. So those are three areas where people get hung up and overwhelmed in making a decision and making it such a big deal that it holds you back. Now, fast forward to now times, Coronaville, I'd like to call it, is we want to make decisions. We want to make plans. We want to have some sort of deadline end goal in mind to make it feel like this container we are in right now won't last forever, which is a natural feeling because we always like looking forward to something, whether it be a vacation, seeing someone, trying a new restaurant, reaching a goal, whatever it may be. We like looking forward to something. It's part of human nature. Well, we get to shift that right now, and making decisions in uncertain times can actually be really easy. We have fewer choices. So also a lot of times when we have too many choices, we just don't make a decision because it's too many. Too much is going on, too many options. I don't know between which is my foot and my face right now or where my hand is at. Is it on my leg? Is it on my hair? Like, you get those like overwhelmed with all of the choices and options you have. So right now we're limited. We don't have a whole lot of choices. We do have choices. So if you're focused on your health, you do have choices. You can start scheduling working out. You can download an app, like whatever it may be, doing home workouts. Maybe it is just walking around your neighborhood and you start running. You have limited options to set you up for success in your goals. So we'll just do health as one, because health is mine, big one right now, like creating a routine. And so for me, I've been walking every day for an hour, but that's, I need something different. So I need to up level. So I started the walking and now I'm like, okay, I've been avoiding doing yoga because yoga makes me face myself. It's just me and the mat. And so I'll do yoga for 30 minutes for 30 days right now, just see how it goes. And I'm just going to be doing yoga and getting in that body weight exercise to start building up my muscle again and toning my body in a way, because I don't have access to a gym that has all of the traditional weightlifting stuff I could be doing. So with that, like making a decision, you literally just cut off from any other opportunities for you, any other avenues. You burn the boats, you burn the bridges, you cut off all the ropes. You're like, I'm going in this direction. I am deciding. And you just go with it to see what happens. And that's the definition of a decision, is you decide. You cut off from. You just go for it. Whatever will be, will be. Now, you won't ever make a wrong decision in your life. It's either a win or a lesson. There are no wrong decisions. So if you say you take a step left and it's just like open heaven gates, you get everything's coming at you, synergy is going on, like amazing. But in that same moment of decision, you step right and then all of a sudden there's a roadblock. And then there's another roadblock, and then there's another roadblock. And then synergy happens. Then abundance flows in, and then things are happening. Well, you did not make a wrong choice. You had those roadblocks set in front of you for a reason. There were lessons for you that you had to learn to be available, open, and receptive to getting what it is you're actually wanting. So it's not saying either choice is right or wrong. It's just you had the three roadblocks because you needed that to clear space in your life, to clear negative energy, to clear beliefs that are holding you back so you can move forward, decide, and attract what you're truly wanting. As much as we want to hit a button and it be like, hello, here it is. This is what you wanted. Here you go. That's not how life works. And that's okay. That's the beauty of it. And that is also the thorn of it. It's just not how life works. And you have like opportunities that come your way to amplify and build off of. But making a decision isn't hard. You make it hard for whatever beliefs you have about your decision-making skills. So there could be stuff in the past. So if you feel like you can't make a decision and are not confident and secure in your decision, that's because there's been things in your past that have happened where you felt like you've made the wrong decision. Someone told you that you were wrong, or someone said, I told you so when you made a decision, and they were trying to block you from whatever life lesson you were getting. There could be many things. It could be you see so many other people make similar decisions to yours, and their outcomes are what you automatically believe is your outcome, which is not the case because they are not you and you are not them. And who knows what other stuff was going on behind the scenes internally for them that caused the result when they made whatever decision. So just make a decision. Trust that you know what happens is meant for you and that you're capable of overcoming it, because you are. One thing I've learned about this whole time with the pandemic is, again, I'm like, I'm more capable than I give myself credit for. I have seen some of my limiting beliefs that have been holding me back and what I was feeling stuck before Corona, being like, well, F. This is what's going on. I am done. I'm done. I'm done with that. I'm done with the dance of indecision, and I'm just going to make a decision and decide and go for it. Because last week, there was a moment in time where I was reaching out to people, having some conversations about a decision of where, like, really staying or going from where I'm at. And I would have these conversations and the same thing would come up for me, and that's feeling fragmented. I was feeling fragmented in what other people wanted me to do, what other people said I should do, what society thinks I should do, what other pressures were like, you need to do this, and my internal compass and intuition being like, no, just like hold on a little longer. Just hold on. Things will get easier. Just hold on. Or there would be different things being like, I just want some sort of relief. And I could see in my mind what relief looks like to me from the stressors that were making me feel fragmented. But then I would get frustrated because I'm not there yet. Like, physically, I'm not there yet. Mentally, I am. So that just means I'm clearing the space physically to be where I want to be. And so that was a whole different combination of things. And I got to a point where I decided I'm no longer available to feeling fragmented, to feeling all of the uncertainty going on, and just take control of what I can control right now and trusting in my own decisions as they evolve and what they'll be. Maybe stuff will change. I'll get new information and then I'll have to reevaluate a decision, which is fine and okay because I have more information and I didn't make the right or wrong decision before I got the new information because I made that decision based on the information I was given at the time and that was best for me. Let me repeat that. Your past decisions you made in a time and space based on the information that was given to you and the best decision for you at the time. No one has a glass ball, a crystal ball to tell us when and what obstacles are ahead, what decision we make will create, when we'll be able to see each other again and touch each other and hug and maybe even touch our faces without freaking out a little bit, even though we know we've been in a house and no one's left for a very long time. I digress, but you get what I mean. Your decisions in your past you made, and they were the best decisions you could make at the time. Take that in. Take some relief knowing the decisions you make, you are making for yourself that are the best decisions you can make at this time with the information you are given. So you're making the best decisions. You are making the correct decisions for yourself. New information comes in. Great. You can reevaluate that decision and be like, oh, nope, I'm still in this decision boat. Or I'm like, oh, maybe I need to take a different point. Maybe I need to pivot with this new information and make that decision. But don't make your past decisions wrong because of the new information you are getting. And we're getting new information by the second. Some of it is accurate. A lot of it's not accurate. And we just go on with the flow of things. So yeah, I mean, that's how you make decisions during uncertainty. And really when you're feeling uncertain in yourself, despite what's going on in the outside world, and a byproduct of making your decisions and trusting the decisions you make at any given moment, you build your self-confidence. You build that muscle of resilience because you realize, okay, I make a decision, whatever comes up, I'm capable of conquering it. I'm going to learn, I'm going to grow. It's part of the game, but I get to make decisions and I make decisions like a boss. So I can move forward with my life even though things have slowed down and there's a pause going on. It's okay. Not everything is meant to move at lightning speed. And I think that's one thing the world is looking at. Like, you know, life doesn't always have to be a hustle. Moving at lightning speed, the if then game, and then I'll be happy. Like, there are lots of projects I'd like to do. There are lots of to-do lists I've had. There's so many creative things and brainstorming coming out. And now I could figure out how to bring those to life and understand that's not going to happen overnight or at lightning speed. And that's okay. But I've made the decision to, you know, use this time as creative. Do what I want to do. See what happens. Figure it out. It's not like I can go anywhere fast. It's not like I can hop on a plane and travel the world. And with that, like, what decisions are you struggling making right now because you're afraid of making the wrong choice? Or you're afraid of the unknown? Or you're just like, well, when this is over, then I can decide. No, decide now. Life is now. Adapt to the times that we are in because you can control you. In all of this, you can control your planning, your productivity, how you want to show up, what you're wanting to shift and change, your decisions. And when we're able to restart life again in the new way, because we're never going back to pre-corona, that is no longer an option because corona has again highlighted the things that aren't working and the things that are working. And now we're moving forward into a new life that no one knows what actually looks like. It's still being created and it will still be created after Corona has done its thing with us. And so, again, you get to decide. You're the master, queen, king, prince, princess, royalty, CEO of your life. And you're always making the best decisions for yourself at any given moment. So just breathe, pause, take away the judgment, take away the fear, take away what everyone else says you should be doing, minus wearing masks and gloves, like health people, come on. That's my little disclaimer, like follow what they're saying right now with the corona, because throwing your health out the window and taking that risk is not something I'm willing to risk, even though health is on my mind and society is telling us we should be doing this. I'm following the rules because I don't want to get sick. But largely on a whole with this time, like if you want to be productive, great. If you don't, great. If you want to Netflix and chill and find all the Ethernet videos, do that. And just be okay with that decision. Not everyone needs to be another Albert Einstein or Sir Isaac Newton or create massive things during this time. Maybe you create the massive things in your life after this time because you chose to pause. You chose to give yourself rest, a breath, and do the important things. Maybe it's you just do one thing a day that moves the needle forward for your life instead of 25 or 5. Maybe it's just one. Maybe you're productive for 1 hour a day during this time. And then the rest of the time, you're just figuring it out. You're doing your thing. You're giving yourself a pause. Like, it's okay. This is your life, not mine, not the world. And you get to decide how you want to live it. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Lo Wentworth, because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.